Steve Jaco pre-game interview.
We're going to talk about the Pies, though. Game 200 for the coach today. That's gone by in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, I know. I don't think when you're a senior coach you keep record of those things too much, but obviously it came up this week and he's looking forward to hopefully getting a win against our arch rivals.
Absolutely. Five changes to the side. Some coaches don't like making mass changes. You had to make a couple, obviously, forced ones in Steele Sidebottom and Flynn Appleby, but it's a good balance that you bring back into the side, starting obviously with Brodie Majacek, who hadn't missed a game since debut until last week.
Yeah, I guess we are quite fortunate. We have got a deep squad and we have made a lot of changes each week, but it feels like each change we make, we're not any worse off by doing it. We've been able to bring back quality players each time, and yeah, it's great for Checkers to return to the team. Obviously got that really bad concussion a couple of weeks ago and sort of had to miss last week. But he's in really good spirits, looks up and about, and he will hopefully have an impact on the game today. We've gone quite tall with Cameron, Cox and Majacek, so hopefully we can provide some headaches for him up forward.
Well, the road work, Sando, what was going on there? Just sort of extension of the highway, another lane, or what was holding you up?
Well, things are pretty busy up here. Obviously, there's people everywhere. Unlike Melbourne, where everything's in lockdown, it's business as usual up here. And obviously, people out enjoying the sunshine. So, another warm afternoon at the Gabba, and I actually think there might be letting more and more people into the ground today. There's already quite a few people in the stadium today. So hopefully the boys can experience a pretty big crowd today.
How do you beat the Blues?
Well, they're actually playing some good footy. They're really well balanced. Their defensive numbers have improved out of sight the last month. I know they've played in some wet games over in Perth, but they seem to have got the balance right between attack and obviously defending. And they've always had a pretty talented squad, and it just seems to be coming together for them. They've obviously got a great midfield, and their defence now looks pretty settled, and they can kick a score. So, we're going to have to beat our best today to beat them for sure.
For Prestige, Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Collingwood assistant Brenton Sanderson. Here's Domsey.
Sando, good luck for today, mate. I'm just looking at your draw for the run home. Pretty tough one with some of the sides that you're going to meet, Brisbane, Port Adelaide and Richmond. Where do you see the team at currently? And you had a good win against North last week and showed some... You look like you're starting to get back to some of your best form, but do you feel you're far away?
No, I think, Domsey, I reckon our second half last week was hopefully the springboard into this week, and we probably didn't... we had two wins and two losses in that block of four games that were in 16 days or whatever it was, and I guess the sort of combative style that we play, you know, we are a very contested ball team, and it was a lot to ask for our boys to keep backing up on four-day breaks with travel. And now that we're a bit settled here on the Sunshine Coast and obviously playing at the Gabba the next couple of weeks, hopefully we can get some continuity. And I know we had to make some changes this week as well, but we're just going to make sure that we sort of replicate our best contested brand for four quarters. And, you know, we didn't love our first half against North Melbourne last week, but definitely our second half we were able to get on top, and it felt like we started to move the ball a bit better and defend a bit better. And as we mentioned before, we know Carlton are a much improved side, and they're certainly hungry to make finals too. So there is a bit of a logjam at the moment between sort of sixth place and sort of 11th place on the ladder. So we've just got to make sure we play well today and try and bank a win.
And we just spoke to Cheesy O'Brien, as King mentioned, and he spoke about the Cats and their hub there at Southport, and said it's a great setup. How's your setup there at Sunshine Coast? Have you got, you know, everything you need? Is a footy oval nearby and supermarket, all those essential things?
Yeah, it's really unique, Domsey. We're sharing our hotel with Essendon and Melbourne, so you sort of spend the day with those awkward hellos with everyone. You know, you sort of walk past a couple of players from the Bombers and then a couple of coaches from Melbourne. But everyone's been awesome, to be honest, Domsey. Like, I caught up with Pops Kelly this morning, and who's obviously at the Bombers, and Matthew Egan, who's at Melbourne. So, there's a real good Cats connection for us to have a sort of chat and have a cup of coffee and stuff. But yeah, we have to go off site for training. We all jump in little minibuses and go to Maroochydore for there's one AFL training venue there, and then we head out to the Sunshine Coast University to do our gym work. But yeah, each footy club's got their own sort of team room, which we do our meetings in and stuff, but it's just great to have our families up here, and we're able to relax when we get some time off of work as well. But we understand that it's been a really unique season in that regard, is that you have to just sort of roll with the challenges and look for opportunities to improve while you're playing a condensed schedule. And I'm obviously, it's Carlton's home game at the Gabba today against Collingwood. You know, I don't know if there's ever been a Carlton-Collingwood game at the Gabba, but today's probably the first. But it's just one of those weird seasons where we're going to have to just absorb what we can and just look for ways to get better each week and hopefully settle down into this environment quickly before finals come around.
Yeah, and just one last one from me. Just the two inside 50 marks last week. Is that the reason why you brought Mychek back in and you're playing a taller forward line?
Yeah, we're still sort of working a bit on our inside 50 connection, and it's we had three really good looks in the first three inside 50s of the game last week, but we kicked it straight to the North Melbourne defenders. So it's something that we're trying to work on behind the scenes, and you know, normally that is one of our strengths, and quite often in the modern game, it's not really the tools that take the marks inside 50 now. It's more those sort of low rise opportunities on the fast breaks to the smaller forwards. So we've got Stevenson back today. He's really influential for us with his ability to break the space inside 50, and hopefully we get a really good aerial contest from Cox, Mychek, and Darcy Cameron. And we know how dangerous Brody Grundy can be when he pushes forward as well. So, yeah, hopefully, like you say, Domsey, we just got to be more competitive than take two marks inside our forward 50, and hopefully we get some good looks today.
As you mentioned, Jaden Stevenson there, Sando, game number 50 for him. He burst onto the scene. Obviously, first season was absolutely fantastic, but probably struggled for a bit of consistency since then.
He has, yeah. He had that suspension last year where he missed most of the season last year, and he just struggled to find his sort of confidence again early this year. You know, I know he gets a lot more attention potentially in your sort of second or third season. You probably side take a bit more time to look at what your strengths are and some opportunities to exploit. So he's got to continue to grow with the game as well and look for ways to sort of, I guess, prevent just being like an impact player. He's got to have more influence for longer. And he's still developing as a player, only 50 AFL games, but he's got some super talent. And hopefully today that he can try and find some space, as I mentioned, inside our forward 50.
Absolutely. Sando, we really appreciate your time. Glad you got to the Gabba safely in the end down from the Sunshine Coast. And we wish you the very best of luck this afternoon. We're really looking forward to this one on K-Rock Footy.
No worries, boys. All the best. Thank you.
Brenton Sanderson joining us there. Thanks to Prestige Jayco. Always great to catch up with Sando.
K-Rock Football! Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.